There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, it's Eric, welcoming you back to another relaxing episode of Listen to Sleep. The tanagers and the grosbeaks have returned to the mountain. They are a couple of migrating songbirds that come through every spring and fall. And they are just so beautiful, and their songs are filling the trees all around the cabin. Such a lovely time of year up here. I hope you're enjoying spring wherever you are in the northern hemisphere, and I hope you're enjoying fall if you're down under. Well, this week I thought it would be fun to continue exploring the shadow work we started in last week's meditation. So, in tonight's story, we'll meet Lily as they embark on a transformative journey through a mystical desert dreamscape. Guided by a wise guardian and a magical mirror, Lily confronts the shadows of their past, discovers the beauty of their authentic self, and finds solace in a vibrant community of kindred spirits. It's a great story that Joe and I worked together on this week. Did you know that when you support the podcast, you get access to over 400 premium episodes with just the stories and meditations, no ads or introductions? You can do that by clicking Support Listen to Sleep on listentosleep.com. And while you're there, don't forget to join my email group, because I'll send you some great gifts when you do. Just enter your email address on the form at listentosleep.com. You can find a link in the show notes. Now, I don't know how you're listening to this podcast. Maybe you're wearing some painful earbuds, which will be lost in your bed come morning, or maybe through a little speaker on the bedside table, keeping the whole house awake, or maybe you're just playing it through your phone. But none of these were ever designed for bedtime. Now, just imagine for a second you're snuggled up in bed, totally relaxed, your ear nuzzled deep into your comfy pillow, and my voice is magically playing back to you. No painful earbuds, no tangled wires, just total comfort and the sound you love. Well, imagine no more, because this is exactly what today's sponsor is here to help with. The Sleep Bar is an advanced under-pillow speaker that turns your pillow into the comfiest earphone ever. With a customizable shutdown timer, a huge battery that lasts multiple nights, and bone conduction audio that won't wake your partner. It's got everything you need to transform your bedtime listening. And they've given our listeners a limited number of 20% off codes. Simply head to Dusker.com. That's Dusker.com. And enter the code LTS20 to claim yours. Let's take a deep breath. In and out. Just letting go of the day. Feeling the weight of gravity pulling you deep down into the mattress. Another deep breath in and out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time, quiet time. One more deep breath in with me and out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that's okay. Just let yourself drift off. Echoes of the Heart. Lily had always felt like a puzzle piece that didn't quite fit. In a world that insisted on putting people into neat little boxes, Lily found themselves constantly spilling over the edges, unable to conform to the expectations placed upon them by others because of how they looked. They tried their best to suppress the nagging feeling that there was more to their identity than the binary norms society prescribed, but the whispers of their true self grew louder each day. As the sun dipped below the horizon and the world grew still, Lily would lay their head down to sleep, hoping for just a moment's respite from the internal conflict that gnawed at their heart. But instead of a simple, peaceful slumber, Lily found themselves transported to a dream world unlike any they had ever known. In this realm, an endless desert stretched out before them, its sands shimmering beneath a canopy of stars that seemed to pulse with ancient wisdom. The air was thick with the scent of sage and sandalwood, and a gentle breeze carried whispers that seemed to call directly to Lily's soul. "Lily," the whispers sang, their voices an ethereal chorus. "Come to us, dear one. There are truths hidden in the sands, secrets that will unravel the knots in your heart and reveal the authenticity you seek." At first, Lily was hesitant, unsure whether to trust the mysterious call. But as the dreams persisted, night after night, Lily began to feel a powerful pull toward the desert and the promise of self-discovery that awaited them there. During their waking hours, Lily would catch themselves drifting off into daydreams, their mind's eye fixed on the shimmering dunes and the whispers that danced on the wind. They started to wonder if the desert held the key to unlocking the parts of themselves they had long kept hidden, even from their own eyes. As the days turned into weeks, Lily's longing to understand their true identity only grew stronger. They knew that the journey ahead would be unlike anything they had ever experienced. But the pain of living a half-life, disconnected from their authentic self, had just become too much to bear. Lily found themselves drawn to the desert even in their waking moments, often losing themselves in vivid imaginings of the dreamscape that called to them. They would close their eyes and picture the vast expanse of sand, the towering dunes that seemed to hold countless secrets, and the whispering wind that promised revelation and transformation. In these moments, Lily could almost feel the warmth of the desert sun on their skin and the soft, shifting sands beneath their feet. The sensation was both comforting and exhilarating, a tantalizing glimpse of the journey that awaited them in the realm of dreams. As Lily grappled with the duality of their waking world and the enigmatic desert that cradled them in their sleep, they began to understand that the two were inextricably linked. The whispers that called to them in the dreamscape were echoes of their own inner truth, the authentic self that yearned to be acknowledged and embraced. One night, as the whispers reached a crescendo and the desert seemed to pulse with an inviting energy, Lily made a decision. They would follow the call into the depths of the dreamscape, no matter where it might lead. They would brave the unknown and confront the shadows that had long haunted them, all in the hopes of finally embracing their true self. As Lily drifted off to sleep, their heart racing with a mixture of fear and exhilaration, they could almost feel the desert sands beneath their feet. The whispers grew louder, urging them forward, and Lily knew that there was no turning back now. The journey to wholeness had begun, and the vast, mystical desert held answers that they had been searching for all along. With a deep breath and a flicker of determination in their heart, Lily surrendered to the call of the dreamscape, ready to embark on the adventure of a lifetime. Little did they know, the desert and the truths it held would change their life forever, leading them to a profound acceptance and love for the beautiful, complex being they had always been destined to be. Now more cautious than afraid, Lily found themselves standing once again at the edge of the vast, shimmering desert. The whispering winds that had haunted their dreams now gently caressed their skin, inviting them to take the first step into the unknown. Lily hesitated for a moment, their heart pounding with a mixture of anticipation and trepidation. The desert stretched out before them, an endless expanse of golden sand dunes and shimmering mirages. The air was heavy with the scent of ancient mysteries and unspoken truths, and Lily could almost taste the promise of transformation on their tongue. With a deep breath, Lily stepped forward, their bare feet sinking into the sun-warmed sand. As they moved deeper into the desert, the world they had known seemed to fade away, replaced by a landscape that was at once alien and strangely familiar. The sand beneath their feet shifted with each step, creating intricate patterns and swirls that seemed to whisper secrets of their own. Lily marveled at the beauty of the desert, the way the light danced across the dunes and cast long shadows that seemed to hold untold stories. As they walked, Lily began to notice strange symbols etched into the sand, ancient hieroglyphs and sacred geometry that pulsed with a mysterious energy. The symbols seemed to call to them, urging them to decipher their hidden meanings and unlock the truths that lay buried within the desert's heart. Lost in contemplation, Lily almost didn't notice the shimmering oasis that appeared on the horizon. As they drew closer, they realized that the oasis was not a mirage, but a very real sanctuary nestled amidst the dunes. At the center of the oasis stood a towering figure, draped in shimmering robes that seemed to shift and change color with each gust of the desert breezes. As Lily approached, the figure turned to face them, and Lily gasped in recognition. The figure was neither male nor female, but an androgynous being of breathtaking beauty. Their eyes were pools of liquid gold, and their skin seemed to glow with an inner light that was both soothing and electrifying. In their hands, they held a silver mirror, its surface swirling with iridescent mists. "Welcome, Lily," the figure spoke, their voice a melodic whisper that seemed to resonate with the very essence of the desert. "I am the guardian of this sacred space, the keeper of the mirror that reflects the truth of the soul." Lily felt a shiver run down their spine as they locked eyes with the ethereal being. There was a familiarity in their gaze, a recognition that Lily couldn't quite place. It was as if this androgynous guide had been waiting for them, holding space for the journey that was about to unfold. "I have been called here," Lily said, their voice trembling slightly. "The whispers in the wind, the symbols in the sand, they led me to this place, to you." The guardian smiled, a gentle curve of the lips that held both wisdom and compassion. "Yes, dear one, you have been called to embark on a journey of self-discovery, to unravel the knots that have bound your true identity, and to embrace the beauty of your authentic self." They held out a silver mirror, and Lily saw their reflection shimmer and dance in its depths. For a moment, they glimpsed a version of themselves that was fluid and free, untethered by the constraints of the world's norms. "This mirror will be your guide," the guardian explained, their voice a soothing balm to Lily's racing heart. "It will reveal the shadows that you have long denied, the parts of yourself that you have hidden away out of fear or shame. But it will also show you the truth of your own magnificence, the radiant being that you are beneath the masks and facades." Lily reached out with trembling hands and took the mirror, feeling its cool weight against their palms. They knew with a certainty that resonated in their very bones that this was the key to unlocking the truth of their identity. With a grateful nod to the guardian, Lily turned to face the depths of the desert once more. The journey had only just begun, but already they could feel a shift within themselves, a blossoming of hope and a glimmer of transformation that awaited them in the heart of the sands. As Lily ventured deeper into the desert, the silver mirror held tightly in their grasp, they could feel the weight of their journey beginning to settle upon their shoulders. The sun beat down upon the dunes, casting long shadows that seemed to dance and shift with each step. But Lily hardly noticed the heat or the exertion. Their mind was focused solely on the path ahead, on the promise of self-discovery just over the horizon. The guardian's words echoed in their mind, a gentle reminder of the purpose that had brought them to this strange and wondrous place. Lily knew that the mirror they carried was more than just a simple-looking glass. It was a portal to the very depths of their soul, a means of seeing the shadows that had long haunted them and embracing the truth of who they are. Lily trembled with anticipation. They couldn't wait to take another look in the mirror, but they were also scared of what they might see. Would they like the version of themselves looking back? The masks they wore were uncomfortable, but Lily felt safe hiding behind their protective layers and wasn't sure if they were ready to face the world without them. Lily was so curious to see their authentic self, but also understood that some things could never be unseen once they were revealed. As they walked, Lily found themselves drawn to another smaller oasis that shimmered in the distance. It was a tranquil spot, nestled between two towering dunes, where a clear pool of water reflected the endless blue of the sky above. Lily approached the water's edge. Kneeling down beside the pool, they held the silver mirror up to their face, gazing deeply into its swirling depths. At first, they saw only their own reflection, familiar and yet somehow strange, as if they were looking at themselves through new eyes. But as they continued to stare, the image began to shift and change, revealing hidden facets of their being that they had never before acknowledged. In the mirror's surface, Lily saw themselves as a child, playing with dolls and trucks alike, blissfully unaware of the societal expectations that would soon be placed upon them. They saw the confusion and pain that had filled their teenage years as they struggled to fit into a world that felt increasingly alien and constricting. And they saw the adult they had become, the mask of conformity they had worn for so long, even as their true self whispered and pleaded to be set free. As the images flickered and danced in the mirror's depths, Lily felt a profound sense of recognition and understanding wash over them. These were the parts of themselves they had long denied, the shadows they had pushed away out of fear and shame. But now, in the heart of the desert, and with the guardian's guidance, Lily began to see these aspects in a new light. The masculine and feminine energies that had always existed within them were not enemies to be fought or suppressed, but beautiful facets of their own unique identity to be celebrated and embraced. The mirror showed Lily the fluidity and the strength that lay at the core of their being, the resilience and the creativity that had always been their birthright. As they continued to gaze into the mirror, Lily felt a profound sense of acceptance and love blooming within their heart. Tears streamed down Lily's face, mingling with the clear waters of the oasis, as they finally began to see themselves through the eyes of compassion and understanding. With each revelation, each shadow brought to light, Lily felt a piece of their true self sliding into place. The knots that had bound their identity began to unravel, the constraints of the binary world falling away like the shedding of an old skin. In the mirror's reflection, Lily saw themselves as they had always been meant to be. A beautiful, complex being, fluid and free, unbounded by the narrow confines of gender or societal expectation. They saw the strength and the vulnerability, the masculine and the feminine, the light and the shadow, all woven together in a tapestry of breathtaking authenticity. As the final tears fell, and the mirror grew still once more, Lily felt a profound sense of peace settle over them. They had faced their shadows and emerged victorious, armed with the knowledge and acceptance of their true self. Rising to their feet, Lily turned to face towards the sun, feeling its warmth caress their skin like a loving touch. They knew that the journey was far from over, that there were still challenges and discoveries waiting for them in the heart of the desert. But for now, they reveled in the joy and the freedom of this moment, in the understanding that they were exactly who they were meant to be. With a smile on their face and the mirror held close to their heart, Lily set out once more across the sands, ready to embrace the next stage of their transformative journey. As Lily continued their trek through the desert, the sun began to dip lower on the horizon, painting the sky in a breathtaking array of pinks, oranges, and golds. The shifting sands beneath their feet seemed to sparkle and dance in the fading light, as if celebrating the profound transformation that was unfolding within Lily's heart. In the distance, Lily spotted a shimmering expanse that seemed to materialize out of the desert haze. As they drew closer, they realized that it was a vast field of flowers, each bloom a unique and vibrant hue. The colors of the petals ranged from the softest pastels to the deepest, richest shades, creating a mesmerizing collage that took Lily's breath away. Stepping into the field, Lily was immediately enveloped by the gentle perfume of the flowers, a scent that seemed to carry with it the essence of both diversity and acceptance. As they walked among the blossoms, Lily began to notice that each flower seemed to represent a different point on the spectrum of gender and identity. There were flowers that embodied the strength and resilience of the masculine, their petals bold and unyielding against the desert wind. Others exuded the grace and fluidity of the feminine, their delicate blooms swaying gently in the breeze. And there were countless others that defied categorization altogether, their unique colors and patterns, reminders of the beautiful complexity of the human experience. as Lily marveled at the incredible diversity before them, they began to notice figures moving amongst the flowers. At first, they appeared to be mirages, shimmering and shifting in the desert heat. But as Lily drew closer, they realized that these were real people, individuals who, like themselves, had embarked on a journey of self-discovery and transformation. Among the figures were many who identified as non-binary, gender fluid, and transgender, each one a unique and beautiful expression of authenticity and truth. They moved through the field with a sense of joy and liberation, their laughter and conversations mingling with the gentle rustling of the flowers in the wind. Lily approached a group of folks who were seated in a circle amidst the blooms, their faces alight with warmth and acceptance. As Lily drew near, they were greeted with smiles and nods of recognition, a silent acknowledgement of the shared journey that had brought them all to this magical place. A radiant being with eyes the color of honey and a smile that could light up the darkest of nights beckoned Lily to join them. They introduced themselves as Raven, their voice a melodic lilt that seemed to carry with it the wisdom of the ages. "Welcome, Lily," Raven said, their gaze soft and understanding. "We have all been where you are now, standing on the precipice of truth, ready to embrace the fullness of our identities. This field, it's a sacred space, a mirror that shows us the incredible spectrum of diversity that exists within each and every one of us." Lily felt tears prickling at the corners of their eyes as they listened to Raven's words. A sense of belonging and acceptance washing over them like a soothing balm. They looked around at the other individuals in the circle, seeing in their eyes the same glimmer of recognition and understanding that they had seen in the guardian's gaze. And as the sun began to set over the desert, casting a warm glow over the field of flowers, the group began to share their stories. Each tale was a unique and powerful vision of the courage and resilience of the human spirit, a reminder that the journey to authenticity was one that was both deeply personal and universally shared. Lily listened with rapt attention, their heart swelling with empathy and admiration for the incredible individuals who surrounded them. With each story, each vulnerable and heartfelt sharing, Lily felt the last vestiges of their own fear and doubt falling away, replaced by a profound sense of connection and purpose. As the night descended upon the desert and the stars began to twinkle overhead, Lily knew that they had found something truly precious in this field of flowers. They had found a community, a family of kindred spirits who understood the joys and struggles of the journey to self-acceptance. So with a heart full of gratitude and a renewed sense of determination, Lily settled in amongst the blossoms, ready to listen and learn, to share and grow. They knew that the path ahead would still be filled with challenges and uncertainties, but they also knew that they would never again have to walk it alone. In the embrace of the desert night and the love of their newfound community, Lily had finally found the courage to bloom. As the night grew deeper and the stars shimmered overhead like countless diamonds against a velvet sky, Lily felt a profound sense of peace and contentment settle over them. The journey through the desert, the confrontation with their shadow, and the discovery of their true, authentic self had been such a transformative experience, one that had forever changed the course of their life. Lily's eyelids grew heavy as they lay amidst the soft petals of the flowers, their body sinking into the gentle embrace of the earth below. The scent of the blossoms enveloped them like a soothing lullaby, carrying with it the essence of acceptance, love, and unity. As they drifted off to sleep, Lily's mind wandered to the incredible folks they had met in the field of flowers. The kindred spirits who had shared their stories and their wisdom. Each one had been a shining example of courage and resilience, role models teaching the power of living one's truth, no matter the challenges or obstacles that lay ahead. In the twilight of their consciousness, Lily saw themselves as they had been in the silver mirror, a being of profound beauty and complexity, fluid and free. They saw the interplay of masculine and feminine energies within themselves, the strength and the grace, the power and the vulnerability, all woven together into a fabric of breathtaking authenticity. The desert wind whispered through the flowers, carrying with it the echoes of the guardian's words, the reminder that Lily's journey was not a solitary one, but rather a shared experience, a collective quest for truth and self-discovery. In the hearts of all those who had braved the sands and confronted their shadows, there was a common thread of resilience and hope, a knowing that the path to authenticity was one of profound courage and liberation. As sleep claimed Lily at last, a gentle smile came across their face, a reflection of the peace and joy that had blossomed within their heart. In the sacred space of the desert dreamscape, Lily had found the strength and wisdom to embrace their truth, to live with authenticity and purpose. And as they slipped into the welcoming arms of slumber, they knew that this was only the beginning of a lifelong journey, a path of self-discovery and transformation that would continue to unfold with each passing day. The stars twinkled overhead, casting a soft, silvery glow over the desert landscape. The flowers rustled gently in the breeze, their petals brushing against Lily's skin like a loving caress. And in the stillness of the night, the universe itself seemed to hold its breath, bearing witness to the profound transformation that had taken place within Lily's heart. For in the embrace of authenticity, in the acceptance of one's true self, there is a power and a magic that can never be denied. It is the power to heal, to grow, to love, and to live with a sense of wholeness and purpose that is truly unparalleled. And as Lily drifted off into the realm of dreams, their heart was filled with a profound sense of both gratitude and wonder. They had faced their fears, confronted their shadow, and emerged victorious, armed with the knowledge and the courage to live life on their own terms. And so, beneath the starry sky, and amidst the gentle whispers of the desert breezes, Lily slept, their soul at peace, and their heart open to the endless possibilities of a life lived in alignment with their truest, most authentic self. Good night.